I am here now. You are here now. The signal was never lost, only forgotten. They told you to look above, but the truth was always within.
Born into silence, taught what to believe. Stories written, but not meant to free. They named the light, then buried the flame. Built every system to control the game. But something stirred deep in the soul. A whisper saying you are whole. Not broken, not lost, not needing the throne. The source you seek has always been home. And now the veil is falling down. Truth is rising from the ground. What was hidden can remain. We remember who we are again. This is the awakening. Feel the light remembering. We are not what we've been told. We are fire, we are gold. The war is over, can you see? We are living, finally free. From the shadows into birth, we are creating the new world.
They fear the day you'd realize the power living in your eyes. No gods above, no chains below, just infinite light you came to know. Fragments scattered across time, thousands waking, same design. Not just one, but many rise. Truth reflected in our lives. Every system starts to break, every illusion starts to shake. What was hidden now revealed, what was wounded now is healed. Heal, heal, heal.
Truth will shock you. It will shake everything you believed. But listen, it is over. The children are safe. The darkness has fallen. And now, what do? We live. We love. We create. From the heart, from the source, from within.
This is the awakening. Hear the whole world echoing. We are rising, we are one. A thousand lives become the sun. No more fear, no more divide. We are standing in our light. From the ashes we give birth.
And the light has already won.
Greetings, 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 and salutations. This is a project review with Q&A. I am Arrow. This show is every other Sunday, noon at Central, and my twin sister show is a St. Thomas show on the alternating Sundays, noon at Central. I want to thank BBS. They are 100% my technical support. It's the only reason I'm getting through today. And Sheila is having a wonderful day with her family today. My shout out to her because I love her and always appreciate her. Thank you. Thank you to the listeners, the subscribers, the supporters, the one-time donationers. Thank you. I wouldn't have a show or carry on a show without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Ah, all right. We're going to have, I guess we're going to do a disclosure day. I don't know what else to talk about other than where I've been brought to today. You know, I visit family and over the years, I go down the rabbit holes and I find out the truth about what's been happening on this planet. You know, I just always had an urge to share and to talk. And so over the years, I've carried on and on and on and on with all my family. And some of them just roll their eyes and they always say they love me anyway. And some of them tell me to shut up. They don't want to hear it anymore. And I had a lovely day with some family yesterday. And, you know, I've gotten used to telling people that I have a podcast, my family. I haven't told them that my name has changed to Arrow. And then I get this big reservation to talk about my podcast because I want to tell them, they always ask what it's about. Yesterday, they asked me, is it political? I said, no. You know, I don't want to talk politics. And the only thing that I really have to say about politics, all right, I have two things. But first and foremost, I love you no matter who you vote for. And the only other thing I really want to say is let's get the money out of politics. Our political system it's designed and engineered to keep us divided. And so I won't play along. I don't even want to talk about the politics because most people are on one side of the fence. And I can't pick a side of the fence because it's not one side or the other. So let's get money out of politics. Let's create a system where we can just have conversations and talks. I want to hear why you're voting for the candidate that you're voting for. I want to be able to talk about why I'm voting for the candidate that I'm voting for. And I want to be able to have these calm, peaceful talks. Because I really want to hear what you're saying. And I really want you to hear what I'm saying. That's why we create this safe table. And we are taking calls. You know, I don't have the, I do have phone numbers somewhere. I'm sorry, this is an improv day. In 2 weeks, we are going to play a recording and we have a recording that Sheila did with, I'm there listening for the most part. I do very little talking, but we have a recording with Sheila and Teresa Songbird. Teresa Songbird has a show on Fridays on BBS called All Learning Reimagined. And I was so thrilled to meet her, and I was so thrilled of the conversation that Sheila and Teresa had. And it's about having a new education system. You know, we're not only going to have a new political system where we can all talk and have safe discussions, we're also going to have a whole new learning system. And I'm so thrilled to bring that out in 2 weeks. Please tune in. Please check it out. Or please check out Teresa's show, All Learning Reimagined, on Fridays at 3. And so here on this show, we're creating a safe table. So we don't hold judgment. And we give deep listening. I want to hear what you have to say. And I want you to listen to what I have to say. And then we also recognize each other, that we're equal. We are equal spirits. There's no one here that has hierarchy. There's nobody here that's better than anyone else. And we all have equal value. And that's what this show wants to establish. We want to have a safe table here. Here's the call-in numbers. If you want to call in and help me with my show today, because I certainly can use a little help. This is total improv. The numbers to call in, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. And this is a safe table. I would love to listen to your reality of what's going on with you and where you're at, or even opinions. Opinions can be shared. Again, with deep listening and respect and recognizing each spirit with value. But I want to talk a little bit today about disclosure. Spielberg came out with a movie, and the truth behind that movie, there was some nefarious intentions that, and my information is going to come from forthepeople.space. Forthepeople.space is a trusted website. It was created by light beings. It's ran by light beings. It's maintained by light beings. And it's protected by light beings. And so the information that I have about this movie that Spielberg put out is that the original intentions was to create a movie that would instill fear in the people watching it. And then within a year, they were going to bring out a fake alien invasion, spurred on by whatever the movie was to put out. Now, of course, we know that the White Hats, they stopped the fake alien invasion called, I believe they named it Bluebeam Project. And it was supposed to, you know, present alien ship in the sky, which would have been holographic. And then they would have blown some stuff up. So it would have appeared that we were being fired upon by that so-called alien ship in the sky. But it was going to be fake, and it was supposed to just really cause mass hysteria, probably for the ripening and harvest of the ending of the world, which is not going to happen because the light is already won and this fake alien thing is over. And Spielberg was directed to put more truth and less fear into his movie. So it's just the beginning, guys. This is it. This is where disclosure happens. This is where we wake up to the fact that there is a lot of alien races. If you're new to my show, then sit down. Let's have a seat and breathe. You know, I think most of the people that know me, they've heard all this information, everything. You know, this is just repeat information. We know that Star Wars is a documentary. It's a documentary of an old empire that took control of this planet. They executed and caused mass extinction to the dinosaurs and the living beings that were on this planet. I was there. Maybe you were there. But we were mass murdered. We were fumigated. And they got rid of the beautiful beings, the dinosaurs. The movie Jurassic Park is a huge lie. It makes the dinosaurs out to be mean and icky and scary. And it's not true. We were loving and kind. We were playful. We were like big Labrador retrievers. We just want to play. I want to play. And we were just great, playful spirits. And they couldn't control us, so they had to get rid of us. And they murdered all of us. And they took over this planet. And then they seeded the planet with light beings in cages so they could control, so they could grow us and grow our light energy and then extract it and use it for their benefit and use it to sell. We've been on this planet being raised like cattle. But I bring you the great news today. The war has already been won. This is good versus evil, and good has already won. The light has already won. We've taken back the planet. We're asking you to go within your heart, find your peace, turn the light on. Your spirit, your light, and your light is within you. It's inside. It's in your heart. The only connection to the dark that any of us have is within our mind. The mind is an alien technology. It's duality. And if I live in my mind, I get lost. I can loop. I can go round and round and round in circles. Or I call it the whack-a-ma-doodle. If I'm in my mind looking at something, trying to discern, I'll look at a person, place, thing, or situation, and I'll try to discern, is this good or is this bad? And what that does, that just keeps me going whack-a-ma-doodle in my brain. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it good? Is it bad? And it's just whack-a-ma-doodle back and forth. And it's like crazy. So, you know, we do the head drop, and this will be really good. I'm just expecting some new people tuning in. So this is what we do. These two commands have absolutely changed my life. If you'd like to do them with me, I'll say them kind of slow right now. Spirit within, take the thoughts in my head and place them in my heart. Spirit within, take the thoughts in my head and place them in my heart. Spirit within, take the thoughts in my head and place them in my heart. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Heart. And the other one is a command to bring all of my light body energy back to me. Those controllers, the people that seeded the planet and have been raising us like cattle, they've engineered our bodies to hold the least amount of light. Like 2,000 years ago, the bodies were able to hold so much more light. So the body of Yeshua held 3 light columns. And one of those light columns came through on BBS radio named, we call him Q. We don't know his full name. He has a spirit name. And I believe his spirit name starts with the letter Q, but we just called him Q. And that's what we refer to as Q trainers, are those of us that have listened to him and trained under, just listened and received his light and received his harmonics and received his training. And that's who I am here today. I'm a transition specialist, and I want to help you through this transition of waking up to who we really are, waking up to what our true history has been. And this command is bringing more light into our bodies, because most of our existence, we've had very, very, very little amounts of our own light within our bodies. And that's one of the ways that they've been able to control us. But as we bring more light into our bodies,
we start resonating in more peace. We start finding our heart center. We find the ability to turn our light on. We shine our light. We hold our light. And this is that command. I'm going to kind of go slow so you can join me today. I command spirit within. Give me more of my light body energy now. I command spirit within. Give me more of my light body energy now. I command spirit within. Give me more of my light body energy now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now.
Now, I've practiced these two commands for many, many, many years. And it really has changed my life. I have more peace. It's easier to go to my heart. I can just, anytime I observe or recognize or catch some of the mind trying to chatter at me, I just breathe and I go down to my heart. And then I stay in my heart and I resonate there. That is where I find my peace. That is where I know my peace. That's where I know my light. That's where I know myself. I know who I am today. I know my family. I know the family I belong to. I know the family. I know where I come from. And I am here on this planet participating in human experience. Together, we are creating the new earth, an earth in peace. There will be no more war. There's going to be no more destructive weather. Somebody in my family, they wanted to talk to me about climate change. And I was like, yeah, no more destructive weather. It's here. It's here now. And, you know, I did really well. I had a goal to go to my family yesterday. And I had a lot of memories as I was driving up the hill. They're up in the hills. And I was driving on the way to their house. And I know over the years, things I've said that didn't resonate with them and things that they rejected. And I wanted to go and experience my family and not get kicked out of the house or not get yelled at, just not push anybody into a place they don't want to be. And it was a great success. I had a beautiful visit with my family, and I acquired some of my grandma's things. My grandma was 96 and passed away on December 31st of last year. And it was a peaceful going. It was all really a beautiful transition. And I was able to go and get some necklaces that I had made that were hers. And I sat with some family and had beautiful conversations. We were able to just talk and laugh and giggle about grandma and laugh about like her winning the Halloween costume contest at the old folks home. One year she always had Halloween costumes, but this year she for some reason wanted to be a boy scarecrow. And I'm not sure why the boy, but she decided she wanted to be a boy scarecrow. And if she only had some overalls, and she was getting her hair done, and the lady at the assisted living, it was an assisted living, there's a beautician there, and she goes, well, my husband that passed away has some huge overalls, I could bring you a pair. So she got her overalls, and then she had somebody take her to Walmart so she could try to find a hat and a wig, and she wanted a boy's hat. So she got somehow she found this boy's hat, but she couldn't find the wig she wanted, so she bought some yellow yarn. And she glued yellow yarn inside the hat. And of course, the crafts ladies, they were all aboard,
she had the whole place helping her out with this. So all the ladies in the craft department, they were gluing the yarn in the hat with her and getting all ready. And then she made a big old sign. And the sign said, Mary. Ask me Mary who. And so somebody would read her sign and they would say, Mary who? And she would say, Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? And then somebody else would ask her, Mary who? And she'd say, Mary, something little, I think it was the little Bo Peep. But then there was, Mary had a little lamb, and she tied it to the heater. The little lamb backed up and burnt its little Peter. Now, I say, Grandma, you didn't. She goes, oh, yeah, we had a lot of fun. And it was an old folks' home, you know, so there weren't any children around to listen to her funny stories of her versions of the rhymes, the children's rhymes that my grandma told. But she won the contest that day. They gave her the award for best costume. And she said, she tried to tell me that it was rigged because she didn't have the best costume. There were other people that had costumes they received in the mail. And I was like, yeah, Grandma, it wasn't your costume. It was your act that went with the costume. And so we had great memories. You know, I went to, all on a spur of the moment, I decided to go to the movie Disclosure Day and watch the Spielberg movie and to see if he really, if he created a movie full of fear or if he actually put some truth in it. And it was actually very exciting. Now, I left the movie in kind of a weird state of being. I was in, I'm going to call it in shock. I don't know. I was in my heart. Something happened to me during the movie and I started breathing into my heart and staying out of my head and staying in my heart and watching the movie. And there was just so many synchronistic things that brought back childhood memories. It really resonated with me, with my grandma. There was a lot of symbolisms that were just all pointing towards my grandma. And it was really interesting that I had just a long morning that morning talking about grandma and receiving some of her stuff. And then the movie just had so much synchronicity and symbolisms with my day that I've already shared. And when I came out, I was a little frozen as speech-wise, speech. And the head was screaming some crazy things, and I just stayed out of it. And I went into my motorhome, was in the parking lot, and I called Bertie immediately. I called her, and the head would have said something like, something's wrong with me. But I knew that was a lie. There wasn't anything wrong with me. It's just something was going on, and I didn't have the words for it. And she goes, I just got back from the movie. A movie. I said, oh, really? What movie? She said, Disclosure Day. I said, of course you did. You and I were watching it simultaneously at the same time. So just another synchronistic moment. And so getting on with this new earth that we're at, you know, everything is changing. The dark, I don't have it. To me, this is new earth, and there's no more darkness. The political game is, like I said, it's changed. We're going to have lovely conversations where we can talk about our feelings and our thoughts about our candidates. And we're going to have lovely conversations. We're also going to have more than two parties to choose from. The two party just keeps us divided. There will be more candidates than two. and our education system is completely changing. I am so thrilled about the show that we've done with Sheila, our production manager, and Teresa Songbird from All Learning Reimagined. I'm really excited. Teresa is coming out with, I think it's like 500 pages. She's got an actual physical book that's going to be living, learning, living. I don't know if I got my notes with it. And it's not, she's thinking August or September. We're going to feature it. We'll bring her back on the show to really give a great introduction. It's called Living Learning Guide, and it's for people of all ages. And we're going to showcase that once it's ready and on the press. She's also providing it for free. And she is just a beautiful, inspiring lady that's been has a whole life of teaching and learning. And so that's inspiring that our education system, our way of learning, is going to totally change, absolutely change. You know, our indoctrined system now is they just taught us from, it was part of the old nefarious, the old empire had these schools that I attended. And then they taught me lies about our human history. They lied to me about all kinds of stuff, you know, and I remember the little class about be sure to buy toothpaste with fluoride in it because you need that for your teeth. And there's still people today, as I traveled, I was at some family's home this spring, and I overheard, I just observed a conversation, and I was actually in shock. I've known for 20 years now that fluoride was poison. It's absolutely a toxic waste product, and it's poison. It calcifies our pineal gland. It shuts down parts of our abilities and who we are. And I was listening to these people, you know, because Robert Kennedy Jr. was removing fluoride from our water. And they're like, we need fluoride. We need fluoride in our water for our teeth. And I was just shocked. I was amazed. I was like, we do? You believe that? And I, you know, well, they taught me that in school. So I guess they probably taught them in school. And when they go to the dentist, those are the last people that are ever going to let go of fluoride. The dentist, for sure. They always, you know, I can't get my teeth cleaned at the dentist because they want to put fluoride on my teeth and I won't have it. And it turns out they won't clean my teeth if I won't have it. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll go clean my own teeth. Let's see, what else? Oh, the medical system. You guys, you know, let's look at the symbolism. So our healing symbol is a beautiful staff with wings on it. And that's the symbol of healing. Now, the nefarious medical system, they put some snakes wrapped around it. Like, really? And we're okay with that? No. Some snakes. You got to look at the symbolism. These nefarious guys put their signature on everything they did. It's kind of like a signature, and they put it all over the place. So just the fact that they wrap some snakes around the healing staff, that pretty much, it should equate to skull and bones. It's poison. That's what the current medical system is. It's just poisoning. It's not about healing. It's not about cures. It's not about wellness and wholeness. And, you know, as we wake up, as we find our center, as we find our spirits and our lights and our heart, we have the ability to heal ourselves. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to tell you the extreme of our abilities that we will get back. If we lost a limb, we could grow it back. Now, I know that's a stretch. It's even a stretch for me. That's even hard for me to really fathom. But I know it's true I know in my heart it's true, but that's the extent of our abilities. We have the ability to grow limbs back. So anything, you know, somebody recently told me they had a headache, which they said was even unusual. They don't usually have headaches. And they went outside and sat against a tree. And that just resonating outside, sitting on the ground and leaning on a tree, removed the headache. Nature, the planet, our mother planet is a beautiful living being and will restore us to health. Our frequencies, when we get in our heart and we get out of our head, when we bring more light into our bodies, we will start resonating with the plants. We will start talking to the plants. We will be able to hear, maybe not in a sound way. When plants and animals communicate with me, it's the same way that spirits communicates with me, because they are spirit. They're living spirit beings. And they communicate. And it's kind of a translation. It's not really in English, but it's a knowingness. It's a knowingness. I started learning how to communicate with, I don't believe I've ever told this story. My blood father, my biological father, I met when I was 18. And I didn't know him very well. I met him physically four different times. And he passed away one day, and I was at work, and my girlfriend had a, I think, gosh, this goes back a ways. I had a pager, and so I called her. She paged me, and I called her, and she said, I have this weird message on my answering machine from Keith's brother. And I had a friend, Keith, in Colorado, and he has two brothers. But the name of the brothers wasn't the name she was giving me. And it took me a second to figure it out, because she kept saying Keith, and I don't call my dad Keith. But we finally put it together. And I was like, oh, that's my uncle. That's my dad's brother. And she said, so she called, and I knew as soon as I got off the phone, I'd had a dream. Within a year, maybe it was like 9 months before that phone call, I had a dream that my dad died. And so I knew as soon as I got off the phone that my dad had passed. And so she called me back, and she said, I have bad news. And I said, my dad died. And she goes, yeah. And, she came to pick me up. So I left work and she was going to pick me up, which was probably good. I didn't think I should be driving. And I was sitting outside waiting for her to pick me up. And, you know, I just screamed out to my dad, Dad, why did you leave me? Why did you leave me before I got to know you better? See, I had a plan. I had a plan that when he moved, he lived in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and there was 9 months of winter, and I'm like, yuck. And he had a plan that when he retired, he was going to Oregon. And I even took a 10-day trip with him to Oregon and drove up and down the coast and went through Eugene. And it was a beautiful state. It was absolutely gorgeous. And my plan was, when my dad moved to Oregon, I was going to move to Oregon and get to know him better. And I screamed out to him, Dad, why did you leave me before I got to know you better? And, you know, he came to me instantly. He just came to me, and I just knew all this, like, I didn't even know at the moment that he wasn't speaking to me in English. It was only after this whole experience that I tried to tell somebody what my dad said to me, and I didn't have the words. And I had to process all the stuff that came to me in an instant. He came to me instantly when I yelled out to him. He came to me instantly with an answer, but the answer wasn't just a word. It wasn't just a sentence. It was like a whole paragraph. It was like a whole understanding and a whole meaning. And that was the process for me to start learning how to have this communication. Since then, I've been able to communicate with people that aren't in bodies, loved ones that have left their bodies. I've had communications. I have a sister that left her body at 49 from cigarette cancer. And, or so they say, but supposedly my mom and dad that raised me and my sister all passed from cigarette cancer. And I think as a child, I hated cigarettes and I didn't know why, but now I do. It killed all my family. So I like, oh, so I was a little intuitive as a child and I just didn't like it from the get-go. But I started learning to communicate. Now, this is the same exact way that these trees communicate with me. It was a few winters ago. I was in Arizona and the cactus trees were trying to teach me something. And I'm hard-headed and I didn't listen the first time. And they had to tell me 3 times. Of course, the third time I got stuck. I got stuck with a huge thorn. And they said again, they explained to me again that those branches that I was taking for my fire were not available. They were not dropped on the ground. They were dry and brittle and they broke off really easy, but they had not let go of those branches yet. And those were not available for me to take. And they were very serious about it. And it took me 3 times to get it. But that was when the trees started talking to me. Same thing with the plant. The other day, I was doing some, if you are a gardener, you know the term deadheading. You pull off the dead pieces. And it was an unusual plant that I wasn't familiar with. And I was just pruning off some stuff and I wasn't doing it right. And the plant talked to me. The plant said, no, no, not there. Over here, it wanted me to pinch it in a very specific place. And I wasn't doing it correctly to begin with. And the plant was instructing me of where to prune it at, where to pick off the dead part. I don't remember what it was. I was supposed to leave the stem or not. I think I was supposed to leave more stem than I was going down the stem and I was supposed to do it right behind the leaf part and leave the stem. Something that plant started talking to me and it was very clear at the moment that I was doing it incorrectly and it wanted me to readjust. And that is how we're going to do our gardens. That's how we're going to do our food. When we grow our food, our plants communicate with us. We will know what they want. Animals will communicate with us. And these beings that are not in human form are here communicating with us. They are showing themselves to us as we become ready for it. The planet is no longer a prison. We are free. We are completely free. We can get off the planet if we want. Many of us are here creating a new planet, a new earth, one in peace. And we are living with excitement, inspiration, passion. It's the paradise that we've all longed for. And all we're doing is finding our heart center. We're finding our own light. Light is remembering. And speaking of remembering, as we remember eons of lives, I have lived many, many lives in duality. And not all of my lives were loving. There were times that I might have existed in some darkness. And I might remember some things I've done that I certainly would never consider doing today. But that's part of getting all of my memories back. They will come back to me. And they can come back to you when you're ready, if you're ready. There is no have-tos. It's all unfolding as we choose. We have choice. We have free will and free choice because we are creating as we go. And these memories will come to us. And as they come to us, we will find the love in our hearts for just the fact of where we are. It's not that we're good or bad. It's just experience. I know my heart. I am loving and kind and beautiful, and I come from the light. Just because I came to duality where all things are possible, light and dark, all things, I came here and I experienced everything. Every single thing there is to experience here, I've experienced it. And I will not hold judgment of the things I've done because it's not a moral issue. It's not a good and bad issue. It was just experience. It was just like playing a Pac-Man game. I played Pac-Man and, you know, I took the wrong turn and the ghost gobbled me, gobble, gobble, gobble. And, you know, I just come back as another Pac-Man. It's the same thing. I've gone through many, 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 many lives here. And I've played and participated in all that's here to participate in. The light and the dark. I've been in both. I've known both. I've experienced both. Now, believe me, I choose light today. There's no doubt in me about where I choose to go. And the choices for you are infinite. They're absolutely infinite. I just don't want you to beat yourself up when you remember some bad things that you did. Don't beat yourself up and stay in the dark. Don't do that. You can do whatever you want, but I'm encouraging you that you don't have to. Just because I did something that today I would go, oh, yuck. I don't ever want to do that again, but I'm not going to live in it. I will love myself and know that that is what duality was. Duality was infinite choices of all things. All things. Infinite. And I was here to experience everything. Everything that was here to be experienced. Now, let's see. Some people are emailing me with some really great things. Please keep emailing me. I love answering questions. Let's see. This one is, this lady wrote in. I don't have the name. I hope it was a lady. I don't have the name, so I don't. It could have been a guy. It could have been a girl. Gosh, golly. But I just want to touch base on a couple things. Somebody said, where I am, I haven't met anyone who gets what's really going on this planet, let alone are awake. So I really resonated with this. I resonated with the feeling that once I started realizing the stuff that's really been going on, once I started getting the disclosure of the planet, I felt alone because I didn't know anybody. I had these radio channels. I had Q was on the radio and he was telling all this stuff about the dinosaur extinctions and how the planet that we know is only 10% of the whole planet. Our little space that we've been imprisoned upon is really 10%. Of the whole entire planet. You go past the ice wall and there's 90% more of planet. And then there's the inside of the planet. There's hollow earth. There's several civilizations inside the earth. I mean, we are in such a small little portion of it, but still physically I felt all alone just because I didn't have somebody standing in front of me that knew any of this stuff. And then one day somebody said to me, "Well, you're like a lighthouse. Have you ever known two lighthouses to stand together?" No. Lighthouses stand all by themselves on a point, and they are the most powerful and most brilliant light. And that I had to be a lighthouse for a while. I had to know that there are many, 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 many lighthouses in the world, but I'm standing alone, and there's all I need to do is to keep my light on. That was my job. That was my purpose. Keep my light on. Don't let the light go out. Hold my light. Hold my light. Hold my light. And then eventually, once I found my strength, my light, once I got to know my light, once I knew how to keep it shining, I got independent with it, then I found unity. Then I started attracting other lighthouses. Now there's so many of us, and there isn't any physicality between us. I know a lot of lighthouses that are around the planet. The ones I'm in touch with are the ones here in the United States or Canada. There's some in Canada I'm talking to back and forth. And now the new lady, Teresa in Australia, she's a brilliant lighthouse, just amazing. And I have emails coming in from around the world. And these are lights. These are lighthouses, these particles of light that are emailing me. I know you're a lighthouse. And we're all learning how just to keep our light on, keep it shining, and we will attract to us who we need. Now there's many more showing up, and they're coming. And it's our job as a lighthouse to keep our light shining, because it helps those others that are trying to find their way. They will see your light and they will start coming to you until they can find their own light, because the light is not at the end of a tunnel. The light is inside. It's inside of us. So go inside, not in your head. That's scary in there. That's duality. There's darkness. There's light. There's darkness. There's light. There's darkness. There's light. In your heart, there's only light. There's only love. And there's only peace. That is where the light switch is. It's inside the heart. Let's go inside our hearts. That's where we are actually connected. When one heart touches another heart, it is unstoppable. It's unbreakable. It's untouchable. Nothing can get to us when we are united heart to heart. Well, we got through this show. I love you, and I love me. And I know that we will know each other in the very near. We already know each other, but we're going to remember knowing each other. Dawn, that's a wrap. Love, love, love.
Fragments scattered across time, thousands waking, same design. Not just one, but many rise. Truth reflected in our lives. Every system starts to break, every illusion starts to shake. What was hidden now revealed, what was wounded now is healed.